All right, I'm back. And no fooling, last night I was like a kid at Christmas Eve. I could not go to sleep, I was so excited. And I told Jesus, I said, Jesus, I understand you have your resurrection body, but I don't, and I need to go to sleep. Please let me go to sleep. But let me get situated. This is not a balloon, as you noticed. But you'll see, all will be revealed, hopefully. I've not done this with anybody, so I'm so excited to share it, like with like all my friends at once. It's just kind of like a party for me. Okay, so you remember from yesterday, our air-filled balloon, and it represents what? Huh? So this is before I was saved. I'm full of a lot of hot air. Okay, and then after I'm saved, what am I filled with? Holy Spirit. All right. So this little guy thinks he's really happy and doesn't know he's just full of air on there. So air moving around. These are moving around. So this, we were talking, using this to talk about what it is to have Christ in us, right? The Holy Spirit at work. Today I'm going to talk about us being in Christ. Okay? And Bishop talked about this morning. I was like, God, you are so good. You're weaving it all together. I'm not going to connect all the dots with all the wonderful scriptures Bishop read. I'm going to leave it up to you all to connect the dots. I'm just telling you it does. On there. So the gospel reading they read says that Jesus, when he had finished telling them, ascended or was received up into heaven and is seated in heaven, right? So if he is ascended and seated in heaven and I am in Christ, what does that say about me? I am, right? So If I am seated, Bishop talks about, I'm going to move this over for a few people, that we are to settle into. But if I settle into Christ, I'm seated in heavenly places. Now, this frame is because we can't actually see the kingdom of God in heaven, but just as so that you can kind of picture what I see in my head, this frame represents that, okay? So I'm in heaven and I am seated in him. What am I surrounded by? I'm surrounded by the atmosphere of heaven and all that that entails. So my mind went to, I'm sitting here, my eyes closed. I'm like, okay, what if I am sitting in the atmosphere of heaven, what am I experiencing? And the first thing was like, I'm hearing the angels sing. And they're singing holy, holy, holy. And the saints are singing praises to the Lord. So one of the things in the atmosphere of heaven is that praise, that literally the sound of praise. Like, what do you smell? It's that fragrant aroma that comes up in there. And in heaven, I'm surrounded by his presence. Everywhere, 24/7, I'm immersed in his presence. And what does that mean? What does that feel like? There's love. Think about it when you've been in an atmosphere of love. There's an atmosphere of peace. There's an atmosphere of joy and comfort. So just picture, if you're settling into Christ, that's what you're surrounded with. That's what it means if we're in him. You're experiencing heaven. The kingdom of heaven is near. Isn't that what Jesus said when he was walking the earth? Understand, we get to settle in. It's here and now. So you get to experience heaven now. And part of the reason I wanted this frame is it's becoming more and more real. It's a place. It says he was seated in heavenly places. It's not a concept. It's not an idea. It's not a theory. It's not a visualization of your happy place. It's a place that has an atmosphere, and it's a reality for a Christian that we can enter into that. Okay? So hold on to that picture on there, because we are going to come back to that. But I want to picture, this is the place that I'm talking about, that heavenly place. All right, so what does that have to do with my little helium brother? Well, God got me here because as I was learning more and more about helium and its abundant applications for spiritual principles, you know, usually when you have an analogy, it goes about this far. And literally for weeks, it was just, he was adding another thing and another thing and another thing. I thought, this is just not possible, God. But he keeps adding to it. And one of the things I learned about helium, and this is why I started with this part of it, give that a happy feeling, because helium, if you have a room of helium that you walk into, it's pure helium, you can breathe. But our bodies, our fleshly bodies, are designed to run on oxygen, not helium. You can breathe, and you will breathe out carbon dioxide. Now, interestingly enough, our brain registers asphyxiation, not by the lack of oxygen. It measures asphyxiation and reacts based on the accumulation of CO2, carbon dioxide in our brain. So if I'm still exhaling carbon dioxide, my brain doesn't know I'm basically suffocating. It doesn't know. And so I can stay in a room of helium, and depending on who you are, anywhere from 30 seconds to 3 minutes, you'll be walking around, you'll be doing fine, and then you'll be on the floor passed out in a split second. And within 5 minutes, you'll be dead because you'll have had no oxygen. You're going, okay, where's she going with this? She's getting a little weird. I told y'all, I warned you, okay? So think about this. If I'm in an atmosphere of helium, right? Here's my analogy. I'm in heaven, and I'm in an atmosphere of heaven. And I'm designed as this new creation to breathe what? The atmosphere of heaven. This is the atmosphere that I thrive on. But guess what? My flesh does not. Are you tracking with me? It doesn't. So if I'm out here and I'm just like, oh, I'm just struggling to die to self, and I'm having this wrestle with things and just going on, I need to stop it. The only thing I need to do is lean into him and start breathing in the atmosphere of heaven. And before long, my flesh stops struggling against me. And if I stay in here long enough, it dies. And guess what? I didn't do a darn thing to it. All I did was breathe what I was supposed to breathe. And just because I get in that atmosphere of heaven, it is going to die because my flesh does not breathe the atmosphere of heaven. So all those struggles, all of those battles, all of that, the way you do it, the way you experience the glorious victory and freedom is to run to this atmosphere of heaven. This is where it started because I had this picture when it finally dawned on me, oh my gosh, my flesh does not breathe the atmosphere of heaven. So if I can get there when I'm in turmoil, when I'm all this, if I can just get there, that's all I have to do. And I just pictured myself at that particular point. I'm like running. I'm like, how fast can I now get here and sit in this seat and close my eyes and begin to experience what's of heaven? And the things of earth grow strangely dim in his presence. That's why I had them play that song, in his presence. All of that Just don't leave before your flesh dies. Don't think once it quits kicking that it's over with. Give it a little longer. Or how about this novel idea? How about you stay here? Understand. See, if I could have made this a little bubble that I could walk around with, I would have. But we carry this with us. Okay? So how does that have to do with the story I started yesterday about my Indian visa? Well, I told you I was untethered from the results of whether I go or I don't go, right? But I'm telling you what, I had let my emotions get all over the board. And after, you know, I finally got my paperwork and all of that, and I'm like, okay, I exhale, but I went, Lord, I'm pretty sure I didn't have to wait for getting these things done for me, my emotions to be okay. And I knew it, but I was floundering. I'm like, what? Like, what was this? What was this about? And he goes, you know that new thing I've been teaching you, kind of thing? He's like, you didn't run to this place. I'm like, oh, I really didn't. I called my sister who works for the U.S. State Department and asked her, am I doing this right? Is there anything else I do? Do you know the embassy? Do you know? All of that. But I didn't, I tended to what am I tethered to? But this is a new learning process. I hadn't run to this room and sat there for that atmosphere to let him do what he wanted with my emotions. Because see, there really wasn't something for me to fix. They just weren't in line with what was true. They had gotten stirred up. You know, who knows that their emotions have a memory. And if something happens, it's like something that you had to happen before, it doesn't just get emotional like it was before. It's like, oh, I know exactly what's going to happen. And it goes, you know, 10 times faster ahead of, yeah. So you got to stop that train. But that's what the deal was. And so I was like, you know, Lord, I'm in a pretty good place, but help me remember. All I have to do is run to here. Not just when I'm wrestling, but when my emotions go haywire, when it's anything other than I'm experiencing the joy and the peace. But what's really helpful for me is this is now not abstract thinking to me. This is a place. This is a place that I can actually run to, that I can be immersed in. I don't know if that rings true for any of you, but it's a place and it can be my reality. And when I dwell on what the atmosphere of heaven is really like, you know, dwell on what is good, et cetera, et cetera. Well, what is that? It's not anything of this earth. If you're looking for to dwell on, let me see the good thing, you'll see we get fleshly. Oh, a good thing because that turned out well. Or that's a, you know, whatever. It's not the earth, it's not in the earth that you need to dwell. Where our thought processes need to dwell. It's in the heavenly things because they're never changing and they're always positive. They're not with, they're always filled with his presence. Are you tracking with me? Okay, I tried to not like, I cannot start with helium will kill you. Thought I'd start with the other thing. But isn't that amazing? How is it that God created an element that we did not discover until a little over 100 years ago in existence that helps me understand both Christ in me and me in Christ? That tell me there is an intelligent design in every little detail of the world he placed us in and the treasures for us to find. So if you feel like the days ahead are more, you have tempted to be have more trepidation about them, you're unsure about what's going to be happening in this world, guess what? In the midst of that, he's put amazing prizes in there for us that we still don't know. It's not like all the eggs have been collected on the Easter egg hunt. I think the golden egg is still yet to be found. And guess what? I might be the one to find it. Who knows? So then this world Remember, we're in the world, but we're not of it because we carry this atmosphere. And I have to tell you, for the last week or so, I have been humming to myself almost constantly. And interestingly enough, it's the same little part of a song. And you would think, you're going to get annoyed with this. I'm like, I don't. But what it does is it's constantly reminding me of God. I have that atmosphere around me, and I take it wherever I go. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You may not hear me humming. I don't know. But I'm humming, and it's making me constantly aware that I'm walking and carrying that atmosphere with me. And then this morning, I realized I was humming something different. And it wasn't like a song I knew. I was just kind of humming. I'm like, God, am I hearing something different in heaven this morning? And the excitement that I might be hearing something different. Something might be different going on in heaven this morning. And my atmosphere that I'm walking in, maybe it's joining in with that. How amazing is that? That do we actually carry that? So this place, because I started trying to do with this atmosphere going, okay, you know, there's the word and this, that, and the other. I said, but it's not a do. It's not a do. The thing in heaven, there is praise. And so if you need to put praise music on and or sing or hum to begin to realize the atmosphere of heaven, do it. If it's the word, understand the living word is in heaven and you're in his presence, then do that. If that helps you to remember and to experience in your here and now what the atmosphere of heaven is, but it's a place that you enter into. And we settle in, Christ is there, and we settle into him. And just think, not just in heaven, but settling into him and all of the things he feels, as Bishop says, and all of the things that he is, and his relationship with the Trinity, for you to experience and to be enveloped in, and then carry that into the world. That's what the world needs. That's what the world needs to see. Amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you all.